Alrighty. Just to begin with, share me your first name, age, and ethnicity.
I am Marlinda. I'm 27 and I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic. Got it. And what made you decide to participate in this project?
My good friend told me about it. I'm like, oh, why not?
And who's that good friend?
My friend Jose. The one's doing this. I didn't need questions.
I'm glad that you're open-minded to help me out with this project. It really means a lot. And we do need a lot of people. Do we need to help the community? So that's very good. So the next portion of this interview, we'll be discussing how we could help women who feel subconscious around their feet to explore ways how they could help them feel more confident and build more appreciation around their feet. Because there's some women that have struggled embracing like their feet because, you know, it's a very sensitive part of their body. They're not very, you know, it's something that we don't look a lot. Mm-hmm. So, and there's some that want to have better confidence in that. So, but before we get to that, I just want you to think, like, why do you think women tend to feel insecure about their feet?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons, you know, either someone told them something, especially like whether it's their parents, a partner, or usually that internalized throughout their lives. And of course, then when they grow up, you know, they still have that. Mm-hmm. Or like they compare themselves, like it comes to beauty wise, you know, that's a difficult thing to do. And also, like, it's just like they're usually subconscious, depending like what happened throughout their lives or comparison, things like that.
So kind of like experience. So because there might be some moments where women expose their feet out there, but then they give like a reaction, like, oh, they have like, they get like a negative reaction, like they may have ugly feet or they don't like the way they're formed. Or it also because they might have encountered a experience with a foot predator, but also kind of gives a reason why they don't show them much.
Yeah, that's correct.
So everything you're saying is very true. Sometimes women do feel that way, but there's some women out there that they don't want to improve, like feel more self-confidence around their feet because it's part of their body. Mm-hmm. And they want to feel that that's also an important part of them. So in your own like thought, like how can we help women who want to overcome their insecurities and feel more appreciative and confident around their feet? Like what are some methods they could do to help them build self-confidence?
That's a really good question. I think for starters, accepting like how their feet look like. Mm-hmm. Also, like taking, maybe if they're comfortable, you know, grooming them, going to the nail salon, and just like enjoying themselves, not caring what other people think.
Yeah.
Like even though like one person doesn't like her, you know, you never know, another person will like them. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I really like how you stated that too, because yeah, it's your own body. You should not compare it to anyone else's body that's not yours. Like you should be happy and feel confident of what you are now. So like I think you already answered this question, but what do you think having more patience and confidence to your feet is important? I think you already answered that, but I want you to like why you think it's important to feel confident.
It's important because one, it's part of your body, and regardless, every part of your body is unique. You know, it's different than any other body else's, and just know it's yours. It's yours to show off. Just know you don't have to show off to anybody, only to the people that you know you feel comfortable with. Whether it's you that you love them, you know, appreciate them. Like, I have a small feet. I love my small feet. You know, a lot of people tell me that, you know, they're ugly, wish they had bigger, but who cares? I love my own feet. Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome, because I know it's kind of hard to stay positive on the part that we know we don't feel like confident, but like, for example, like my teeth, I don't like the way they're shaped, but people who adore the way I am, they help me be more confident talking to more people without being worrying about how I look. Kind of like that. So I really like how you stated that very well. So now we're gonna talk about how you personally feel about your own feet. I mean, if you're comfortable sharing, how do you personally feel about your own feet?
Like I stated in the other one, I really love my feet. They're small. I could fit into like kids' shoes. I know most of the, it's hard to find shoes, but I'm happy I'm able to still be in the kids section. And honestly, I felt like unique in a way, because not many people have small feet. So for me, that's like a confident boost that no one has like my feet. The size, the shape, it's unique. It's different.
Awesome. Okay. What you say, you sound very confident. I'm glad you're very confident. Like very confident on your feet. That's very good to hear. Like, do you do anything like to your feet? Like, you do like self care. You go to, like, you say you go to salon. You paint your nails. Like, what? Like, what do you do to show your own appreciation on your feet?
I sometimes paint them. Like, I don't have money to actually go to the salon, but when I do, I stare at my toes. Like, ooh, they look gorgeous. I like to show my feet more.
Oh, that's awesome. So you feel very confident. Basically.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And you already said how you feel, so it makes you feel confident, which is great. Awesome. So now we are going to the next section of our interview is discussing how you see your honest and perspective thoughts to the foot fetish topic. Now, what do you think, what are your thoughts on people who have foot fetishes?
Is your honest opinion?
You could be honest. It's important that you be honest in these interviews.
Well, for me, I know there is a community out there that are into that, which is okay. You know, it's your thing. You're cool. It's not my thing, but, you know, usually I I think, like, it's your thing to do you. And honestly, that's all I could say.
Oh, no worries. I'm glad you're being very honest, because, yeah, not everyone's going to understand it. Not everyone's going to be open about it. But as long as you're showing respect for those that do have it, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I try to be open-minded. Like, oh, cool. You're into that? Cool. Like, you know, I'm not into it, but, you know, you seem cool. Like, you know.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. I'm very glad you're that type of person. Let's see. Now, let's talk about experiences. Have you ever had any guy that complimented your feet in any way?
Honestly, they have, but like the size of my feet, like I told you earlier, the size, like, oh my god, yes, my feet.
And how did that make you feel?
It just made me question, like, he looked at my feet. I didn't because I don't look at my own feet like a lot. So I'm like, oh, people look at my feet, okay.
And when people look at your feet and give you compliments, do you think they might have a foot fetish, or is it just like an aesthetic thing? Like, they just probably like complimenting how they look.
I think it's just like a general thing, to be honest. I don't think they have a foot fetish unless they tell me something. Okay,
for sure. Because some people out there, they immediately thought like, oh, the person complimented my feet, they have my foot fetish, which is not very true. It could lead to it, but it's not really the case.
Yeah. If they tell me, oh, I have a foot fetish, then I'm not gonna lie, I do get like kind of like, oh, okay, I'll see you then. Not like in that, like, it's just like, it depends like if the guy's like really kind of being like a creep and stuff, then
That's awesome. Yes, and then now I'm happy for you to share your story on this part of the question. Have you ever met or interacted with anyone who had a foot fetish? And if you say yes, how did you feel when you found out, and what was your reaction in that moment when you found out?
I kind of like, I would say two people. One recently, well, not too long ago, and then one that I work with, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I had a lot of questions, because the thing is, I don't understand foot fetish and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it, especially, like, it's going back, like, to the ankle thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know how the 1920s, 50s, yeah, stuff like that, you know, guys were into, like, the ankle.
Yeah.
It was, like, sexy and stuff, but I just needed to know, like, why they think that part is, like that, like how they think and stuff. I'm just curious. Like, it's nothing. Like, I just like, yeah, I just like wonder. Like, I usually ask if it's okay if I ask you like a question or few, like just to understand and stuff.
Okay, and it's great that you're asking this, like these questions, like these statements. Like why is foot fetish a thing? Like, why do people like feel like it's not normally something that we find? I trust it because it's feet, like it's feet, like it's okay to like have this thought. It's just some people are attracted to feet.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll get further to discuss like what are the causes of people having foot fetishes, which is great that you're having those questions. I probably will answer to you. Mm-hmm. So then the next question is like, how do you feel of how people express their foot fetish with like activities like prayerful tickling, smelling, kissing, worshiping?
I'm not gonna lie, the worshiping part is kind of like borderline, kind of like going to the other kind of creepy, not gonna lie. Oh, okay. But it just depends, like, how they do it. Like, worship, yeah, I don't mess.
That's something
that
you can't do, right?
No.
Oh, okay, for sure. That's for you, okay.
No, like, in general, I do see it kind of, like, kind of weird, but that's my opinion. But, you know, you do it, you know, you do. Kissing cats, Taylor, it's like, okay. Yeah, like I told you, you do you. Like, I still trying to understand, like, a total idea, but, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm glad that you're attempting to try to understand, even if you don't fully understand. I mean,
yeah,
that's something.
It's just, like, think, biologically, you know, like, sweat and all that stuff.
Yeah, awesome. And thank you for being honest, too, as well. Now, since I mentioned these activities, have you ever planned or being involved in any related of those experiences? Like, for example, sending foot pics, receiving foot massages, not professional. I'll repeat the question again. Have you ever thought of being involved in any of the foot related experiences that I mentioned? But I did mention other things too, like selling foot pics, foot pics.
What's that? Foot pics?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, like doing foot, like selling foot pics, receiving foot massages, not professional. Foot tickling, like, and all that stuff. Have you ever thought of,
like,
open minding and trying it out, or
like if I need like a foot massage?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Honestly, like if I need a foot massage, I need a foot massage. Yeah. Like, I know. Like, I'm not sure, like, how people is gonna take this away. Just, like, no. It's just, like, when I usually need a foot massage, guy walk a lot or do something with my feet a lot. Like, if you're comfortable, like, giving me a foot massage, I'll ask. But just don't make it creepy or something like that.
Oh, okay. So as long as there's consent, they're not going, like, too creep on it. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. Okay, so you're open-minded.
Okay,
so you're open-minded on some certain parts of that. Okay, that's very good.
But I don't see that, like, as bad. That's why.
Oh, okay.
I really don't see it unless you're, like, hyposexualizing it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's for sure. But like I said, you have your boundaries.
Yeah.
So much of it's great, but anything above that, that's a no-no for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're able to stay your boundary, because not everyone is gonna be open, like, very open and standing in their bed because they're scared, something like that.
Yeah, it might be killing me.
I need
that foot
massage
now.
Oh my god, it's funny. Okay, so now we're moving on to the next portion. It's discuss, like, having you to share, like, what, like, your like, to promote understanding between foot appreciation versus foot fashion. So basically, I want to see, like, how much you know about foot fetish and versus foot appreciation. So my question is just to see, like, how much you know, because I am going to share what I have researched on.
Uh-huh.
So just from what you think, So my question is, can you tell me the differences between foot appreciation versus foot fetishism?
Okay, this is just a guess. Just, like, you know,
yeah.
Foot appreciation, you appreciate the foot fetish, and
yeah.
The other one's, like, more negative?
Not negative. Like, how negative?
Like, oh, like, you like foot fetish? We think they're, like, creepy and stuff. That's just my guess.
It's okay to guess. So, this is the point. Also, it's to educate you, too, as well, because some people don't know what it is. Foot appreciation is basically a athletic way of letting people know, like, oh, you have pretty feet. Like, you don't feel aroused with feet. You just like the style. You like the model, the design, the way the feet are looked from a person. You know how people, they do photography for merchandise and stuff like that? It's kind of like that. But they don't have no sexual arousal with feet.
Okay.
Compared to foot fetish, it is a strong sexual arousal. People who have toys with feet, it could be either, like, because of their shape, how long their toes are, what they want to do with those feet.
Yeah, I don't get
that. You don't get that.
Don't get
and that's
that.
Really understandable, because, you know, we don't know how people deform foot fetishes. It just depends, like, either they have encountered an experience where they notice something, I guess, like from a TV show. You know how some Cartoon Network back then, they used to do foot fetish scenes? Kind of like in SpongeBob.
Surprises. Oh my god, yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think back then people, it wasn't as very, I guess, against like foot fetish, because, you know, they implement this in TV shows, like kids shows,
I know,
some movies and stuff like that. But now it's already a big stigma around it now, because it's making us look bad. So right now, because of that, it's creating stigmas, thinking that all people that do that are weird.
Not all weird,
but right now, the way the society views us with people with this fetish is taboo, because we're like, okay, like, it's fine to like ass, boobs, like muscles, but for some reason feet, or like why is that a weird thing? Mm-hmm. So I just want you to like share what you think, like why you think foot fetishes are often seen as more unusual or taboo than other kinks, and like how does that affect people who have foot fetishes, like embracing it?
I feel like a lot of people don't talk about it for sure. No one talks about it because, like, the norm is ass and boobs. Mm-hmm. That's the two usually that either a guy is like and all that stuff. Those are the main two. But no one usually talks about, oh, I like feet, or like going back to skank girl, you know, like that. But it's just like a lot of people don't really talk about it. Yeah. So. And I think it's just, like, we have an image already of people, like a stereotype image of how a person that likes it and stuff, like, depending on the person, usually it's, like, a creeper and stuff uh-huh. that likes it.
Yeah.
So we're identifying that to the whole community.
Yeah, and it's the world's boundary, too, because people who commit these crimes will interfere because they haven't been taught about, like, boundaries, like, how to respect your thing, your festival, with compared to people, because they don't know. Like you said, it has not been talked about a lot, so we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And when people heard about it for the first time, they've been like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Is this something I should be worried about?
And usually when you're like a teenager, it's like, oh, like her ass, or like her boob. Yeah. No one, like, you haven't heard like a teenage boy say, oh, I like her feet or something. Like that.
Yeah, just out of the norm, like it's going to be like, oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
Like whenever they hear like for the first time, yeah, people are going to find it weird because it's the first time hearing the subject.
Yeah.
It's just there's no education being taught around, which is why I also asking these questions is for you guys to get familiar with it.
Yeah, and also you have to like talk to the right people
too. Yeah, too, as well. Not everyone's gonna be open-minded, but I don't want to listen to it, and that's completely fine. It's important that we respect people that I'm not into, like that type of stuff.
So
now I'm still debating in my future like potential volunteers who want to do for my project, but for right now I'm going to show you like a foot fetish crime case that I want to share.
So
because I do have a reason why I'm sharing this crime case, so I'm going to give you a quick summary. So a 25-year-old man was arrested for abusively photographing women's feet, often secretly without consent or by offering money. He also befriended women online, and when they can, if they refuse to share any pics to that 25-year-old man, you resource to threats and harassment.
Okay.
And by the time they found the suspect and arrested him, they found over 1,000 images of feet. And most of them were mostly not consensual.
Yeah.
Well, that's... So based on me sharing you this case, how do you personally feel about it? And how do you think people committing crimes like this related to the foot fetish gives a bad reputation to the community?
Well, there you go. Another example of like why people think people that like foot fetish are like that. Like they think they're like people like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, he deserves to go to jail because one, it wasn't because of consent. He's threatening the women and stuff. They sort of like say, okay, like, you know, I'll back off. And so when they say no, and just focus on the people that said, okay, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But, yeah,
it's great to also show this too, because I want you and the ladies to be aware of these type of people, and men too, because you know there's some women out there too that like me too, but some people may take it too far, and it's also important to make sure you guys are be aware about guys that you encounter that have foot fetish, because you never know, the thing will get escalated very quickly, so it's also important to make sure we educate you guys on that. But because of these type of things that are happening, causing stigmas around our community, people often tend to hide their fetishes. Well, because they don't want to be categorized as creeps, broken, or even monsters. Even when they're in the relationships, there's some people that I noticed they post on Reddit. They are married to their wives, but they don't tell their foot fetish. They don't tell them that they have a foot fetish. They just hide it. Then eventually they let them know their foot fetish right like years into the relationship, and then all of a sudden they're not open to it.
Yeah.
So now you're wasting your time on that woman that's not gonna indulge your sexuality, because it's important that you're satisfied with that part of yourself. So my thing is to the next question.
But before we go, I want to add something with the other question.
Go ahead.
It just also give serial killer vibes if you think about it. If you're secretly taking pictures of it.
Yeah.
And if they found pictures, like let's say in the wall, I don't know how they found it. But it could give you serial killer vibes. Maybe there is a chance he might be a serial killer.
Oh, don't worry, because there's some people in the community that post weird stuff like, oh, how can I ask my friend to get feet pics from her?
that's already a creeper right there.
It is. So it's like kind of getting consent, but being a creeper. Right?
Yeah, being creeper there. That gives like, because we don't want to like, because people do that, inspiring other people to do it. And that's not very good because it gives creep vibes, like you said. But that's also a reason why we don't express ourselves to these fetish to our partners, because we're afraid they're gonna call us creeps or broken, or are we gonna call us different? But because sexual openness is important in relationships, it's important that we be open about what we like. So that's the next important topic I want to discuss, is being
in relationships.
Oh, so this is my next question is, this is a general question. So in your opinion, how important is sexual openness and communication in a relationship, and how is it important to you?
It's very important to tell your partner what you're into, like your kinks and stuff, either in like the first or second day, because you don't want to, I feel like you're starting in a relationship, if it goes well, in a lie, because you haven't told your partner, and there is a chance you could get in, like be into it still, but they're afraid of talking about it as well. Yeah. But just in case, you should just tell your partner like what you're into, still, like the fetish thing. I know you seem like a fine woman, fine man, whatever. I'm into foot fetish. Do you think this is a deal breaker? And then from there, they could either like stay with you and accept it, which, you know, if they accept it, you know, that's awesome. But it sucks if they don't accept it. You can find someone who does, right? Instead of being in a relationship years and years and you hiding this, or the person hiding this, and then it gets all messy.
Yeah.
It gets all messy and stuff.
Yeah, and I totally agree with everything you said. I think you even answered some of my questions here. Because some people, we don't even know when is the right time to tell their partner, the girl there, or man that they're interested in.
Versus second date.
Yeah, so that's really my next question. Like, how and when can partners create a safe space to talk about their kinks, especially, like you stated, around, like, the second or third date?
Yeah, but I think that's more, like, a private, like, thing. Like, you should go to, like, either, like, either or house or somewhere that there's not people around, that you guys could discuss that, because I think that's like something private.
Yeah.
Like not the whole world needs to know or anything like that.
Yeah. And then you also answered this question too, I believe, but I'm going to ask it either way. So if your partner share their foot fetish with you or any other fetish, how would you want them to communicate it?
Oh my God. To be honest with you, I rather them tell me in the beginning than sooner or later, because there's a chance that I might not be into it, but I don't want them to think, you know, I might get into it anytime soon.
So you want to give them hopes up?
Yeah, pretty much that. Okay. I rather they know, and then like it was like I told you, it would suck if it doesn't work out. I think if I was into that, you know, it'd be, you know, okay. But yeah, I read sooner, like first, second day, because I don't want a whole relationship. And next, you know, boom, and then they cheat or I cheat, you know.
Like yeah, because that's been discussed a lot in the community when people post, like, when is the proper time to tell their partner about their fetishes? It's important they tell them straight away.
Or even before having a date or something like that, like a meetup, or, you know, when you start being friends first.
I think I agree with some people that do tell people to embrace them right away, like once you're like in your second, third date. It's important to know
second. I don't know. I think that's already too long.
Okay.
Because, that's telling they're kind of being more committed to you. But if you're still having that, like, not telling them, then that's kind of, like, a bad sign. But I don't know, that's my opinion.
Oh, okay. Oh, no worries. I'm glad you're sharing your opinion. Nobody's going to judge your opinion. I already stated on my Instagram that you can't be judged. Everyone has their own opinions, and it's important that we respect that. So then my question, I think your answer to this too, but just to ask is, what would you say to someone who has a foot fetish but feels ashamed of how others might judge them? Like, what advice will you say to them who have a foot fetish but they feel ashamed to share it?
Well, if they told me, I'd be like, I'll ask questions like, how long have you had this? Like, just curious. I'm very curious because I wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll feel like kind of honored, but also I will like the person like to like also check out like, hey, like kind of like a warning, like, hey, I'm going to tell you something. If you know, tell me if you feel comfortable, you know, telling you or something like that. Because, you know, sometimes it's like a shocker and you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And they might take it the wrong way. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'll have it like that. But my hand, like boom.
Yeah, because it's just a shocker because you never.
Like, I don't really like being like, I know people have like fetishes and stuff, but they don't communicate. I'm like, okay, like, whatever. And when I know, I'm like, oh, okay.
You're serious.
Like, if you're into it, cool, cool, cool. Like, just don't like put it like, don't force me in there or something like that. Like, yeah, you are like, it's on you. That's your life and stuff. But every time I'm like, okay, cool. How long have you had that? Like, oh, okay. And then if I do have questions, you know, if they're comfortable, I talk and stuff. But honestly, sometimes I do forget and I'm like, oh, yeah.
And that's perfectly normal. It's something we forget. That's pretty, yeah. I'm very happy that you were open and honest about every question you answered. You did very great. And that's the first portion of the interview. Now, the next question is about the second portion. Now, I do want to remind you, it is optional.
Yeah.
It's up to you if you want to participate in being involved in it or not. So, my question for you is, are you willing to be being open-minded and engaging in a positive therapeutic experience where you get to model your feet to photography and videography, where this content will be sharing to the community where they can express your passion to your feet?
Oh yeah, I'll skip it this time.
Sure. Thank you for.
You might change my mind. I don't know.
You might change your mind.
Yeah, I don't know. But right now, I'll just skip it.
Right now, just skip it. Okay, just keep in touch if you're interested in doing the food modeling for next time.
Okay.
But yeah, thank you for being direct on that. So we're done with the first portion. You skip the second portion. Now we're going to the wrap up portion. It's just a pause interview questions, just to see how you. What you take from the interview. So what are some things you have learned or enjoyed from what we discussed in the interview?
So far, I learned a lot, especially I didn't know that was a case regarding like someone having foot fetish and like something happened. For sure, it does bring awareness of there's people, not all people, that take it a little bit too far than usual. I learned, you know, that this is the positive way to help, like, women and even the community to help be a little bit more open with their, you know, desires and stuff. And, yeah, just be truthful with your relationships. I know it can be scary, but I think it's necessary and just respect for not just them, but for you as well.
Awesome. Oh, wow, that's very powerful. Has your perspective on foot fetish culture changed or evolved in any way? Like, based on how you felt at the beginning, since the day you found out about it, and then till now, discussing about it?
It's about the same. Like, I'm not really... Like, I know there's people out there, but as long as they're not, like, waving at me, like, or trying to make me do stuff, you know? Do you.
Yes.
Go for it. Go, girl.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Now, do you think having open discussion around fetishes like this can help break the stigma? And do you believe talking more openly about this topic can encourage more self-confidence and appreciation?
It does create self-confidence, for sure. Because it makes you aware a lot of stuff. And especially if you're a female, like, trying to hide your feet and stuff. It does, like, gives you more, like, appreciation and stuff. Like, you don't have to hide them. Even, like, a man, you know, a lot of men, like, true. They have, like, they say they have weird feet and, you know, feminine as well. And there are some, you know, females that may not have, they had, like, a boy or a guy or, you know, things like that and felt self-conscious about it. But, no, you know, your feet are beautiful. You know, and whoever don't like them, you know, forget them. Like, just focus on those people that, you know, that appreciate them. And also appreciate yourself because they're a part of you. They're unique. And, you know, yeah, if you need a pedicure, it's totally up to you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. No, that's very great. I'm really glad you were able to summarize everything, how you felt throughout the interview. That's very awesome. Now, this is about, like, my approach to this project. Now, how do you feel about the level of comfort communication throughout the session? Like, how do you feel the way I presented my project?
I think the way you spoke to it was good. It was normal. It was like we're just talking about it, and it didn't even feel like anything bad at all.
Nothing bad at all. Like, what were you expecting at first?
I thought it was I was expecting like a lot, but it didn't feel like an interview. It felt like two friends talking.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because it's kind of difficult to talk about this conversation because, you know, it's very sensitive for some people. But having seen more people being open-minded, talking about this type of stuff is something that's really going to help people in the community to hear.
And yeah, and just know it's going to take time. You know, everything takes time.
That is true.
And for sure, if you're part, like, tell your partner if they're accepting, you know, that's awesome. That's great. And just, it will take time enough for you if you have a hard time accepting your fee or appreciating your fee. Just know that's the most beautiful part yeah. of yourself, you know. And you don't have to apologize if you have any imperfections,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's perfect. Then my last question is, do you have any feedback or suggestions to help improve this project?
Honestly, not really. It was pretty good. I really liked it. And yeah, it felt like casual. Like it didn't feel like another thing, or I felt like I'm bored, so it didn't feel like weird or anything like that. It didn't feel like...
Okay, that's good, because I want you to be open and honest. There's no shame of being honest. It's important that we all be honest.
Yeah, I do recommend more people to come and talk about it, their story Ooh. And stuff. And, you know, just that's the first part I would say. Just doing this gives you a little bit more confidence, just talking about it. You know how when you talk about, like, something you accomplish yeah. and stuff, and then you want to do, like, more of that? Like, doing this interview, like, help that comment, talking about it, and it makes you more, like, confident in yourself mm-hmm. and your feet, yeah. you know, like that.
Oh, that's awesome. That it? I don't have anything else to say. That's pretty much it. Any parting words before we end the session?
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops, everyone. You get Fruit Loops. All right. Thank you so much, Melinda. Let me say this real quick.